Okay, welcome, Kayetz Kedushin Chabura. We are Mem Dad Amun Aleph. Last word of the line is Tanan. It's about four lines above the wide lines. Tanan Ha'ish Mekadesh. So if you recall from Mem Gimel Mabez, we were in the middle of this Machlokas Tanayim between Tanakama and Rabbi Huda regarding the capacity for a Naira to accept her own get, where we pointed out that a father of a Naira Hameu Rasa, the father is always able to accept a get on behalf of his daughter, when she's a Naira Hame'urasa. The question became, though, what about the daughter? So Tanakama held that when it comes to Gerushin, certainly the girl, the daughter, the Naira, is able to accept her own get in addition to her father being able to accept her get. But within the Shita of Tanakama, we had a Machlokas Amoraim, what about by Kedushin? Whereas we saw that Reish Lakish held that the Tanakama also agrees by Kiddushin that both the father and the Naira are able to accept the kess of Kiddushin from a husband. So in other words, the Firei Shlakish, Tanakama is always consistent. Bein Begerishin, Bein Bekiddushin, both the father and also the Naira are able to accept the get or accept the Kiddushin. Whereas the Firei B'Yochanan in the Shita of Tanakama, there's a split that only by Gerishin do we allow both the father and the daughter to accept the get, but when it comes to Kesef Kedushin, only the father was able to accept the Kedushin, and we presented two approaches in the Gemara as to what that split is, Lefi Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. One was because Kedushin is transitioning out of the Rishus of the father, and therefore the rights to the Kesef Kedushin and to accept the Kedushin is only with the father, or because Kesef Kedushin is Midaita, and therefore he's an active player in the Kedushin, and only the father has the sole control over that outcome by Kedushin. So we have Tanakama, and within Tanakama we have two Shitas. Reish Lakish holds the father and the daughter can always do it both by Gerushin and Kedushin, and Shita 2 in Tanakama is Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it's only by Gerushin that both the father and the daughter can do it, but by Kiddushin, it is different, and only the father can do it. And then we went on to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who rejects this entirely. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that both by Gerushin and by Kiddushin, only the father can accept a get, only the father can accept a kess of Kiddushin on behalf of his Naira daughter, because Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochos Ka'achas, only one Yad, only one player, only one principal can be involved in a Gerushin and a Kiddushin, and if it's the father's right, and it's only the father's right. So in a nutshell, we have three Shitas. We have Tanakama, and within Tanakama we have two sub-Shitas of the Amoraim, how to understand the Tanakama. Reish Lakish is Shita number one in Tanakama, that a father and a daughter can accept the get and a Kiddushin. Shita number two within Tanakama is Rabbi Yochanan, that only by Gerushin the father and the daughter, whereas by Kiddushin only the father. And Rabbi Yehuda is Shita number three, who rejects it entirely and says the father always can be the one to accept the get or Kiddushin, but never the Naira in addition to the father. Now the Gemara pointed out, Mem Dalam and Aleph, we tried bringing a Raya against Reish Lakish, which we successfully rejected. And the way Reish Lakish rejected the first Raya was by being Mokim that case, Lefi Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore there was no Raya against him. Now the Gemara is going to ask a second Raya against Reish Lakish. Again, Reish Lakish is the one who holds that Lefi Tanakama, a father and a daughter can accept both by get and by Kiddushin. And so we're going to ask another Kasha on Reish Lakish, which is going to serve as a Raya for Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Tanakama. Says the Gemara Tanan, last word on the line, Tanan, Ha'ish Mekadesh Eis Bito. We're going to bring a diuk from our first mission that we start off this Heliga second parak with. Ha'ish Mekadesh Eis Bito, the third halacha of our Mishnah, of the beginning of our Mishnah, the parak, was that a father is able to Mekadesh his daughter. We're talking about Kiddushin. He's able to Mekadesh his daughter. In other words, he's able to accept Kesef Kiddushin from her husband on behalf of his daughter, Keshihi Naira, when she's in the state of Naira. Like we know, a father is able to accept Kesef Kedushin on behalf of his daughter Naira. And the Gemara and the Mishnah said, Bo uvishlucho, either with himself personally, the father, uvishlucho, or he can appoint a shliach to accept the Kesef Kedushin on behalf of his daughter. Says the Gemara, a diak, Bo uvishlucho in. The Mishnah specifically said that the father or his shliach can accept Kesef Kedushin. But that's the male term, bo uvishlucho. However, ba uvishlucho, it doesn't say ba uvishlucho, meaning nekeva, lashon nekeva, lo. So it sounds like only the father is able to accept kesef kedushin, or his shliach. But the daughter, the naira, is not able to accept her kesef kedushin herself or through a shliach. So in other words, our Mishnah specifically says that when it comes to accepting kesef kedushin on behalf of a naira, the father is the one who's able to do it. Now, bishlama lefi Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Tanakama, that the Tanakama only allowed a father and a daughter to accept by get, by gerushin, but by kedushin only the father has the rights to do it, so we can read our Mishnah very easily. That's why Dafka said that the father is able to accept the kesef kedushin and to the exclusion of the daughter. But the Firei Shlakish, who holds that the Fida Tanakama, the Tanakama always holds that a father and the Naira, either one can accept the get, and either one can accept a Kesef Kedushin. There's no difference between Gerushin and Kedushin. So then why is the Mishnah in the second parak in the beginning specifically saying the father is accepting Kedushin? It should also allow the Naira to accept Kesef Kedushin. So says the Gemara, to Yufta de Reish Lakish. Let this be a refutation to the Shita of Reish Lakish. Amalcha Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish answers as follows. No, you know what I'll do? Hanami Rabbi Yehudahi. Our Mishnah of the second parak, the very first Mishnah that we had, is authored by Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? What we said before, Rabbi Yehuda holds in general, by everything, Gerushin and Kedushin, Ein Shtei Adayim Zochos, only one person can accept the get and Kedushin, and that's always going to be the father. So don't bring me a raya, says Reish Lakish, against my understanding of the Tanakama from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is operating with the third Shita, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a father is always the one who has to accept the Kedushin and a Gerushin. And that's why it specifically said, bo uvishlucho, the father and his shliach can accept the kesef kedushin for the daughter, but not the daughter herself. So the Gemara says, that's a valid answer to be mokim, the beginning of our Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda. But we have a problem, because the very next Mishnah we're going to have, Mitzvah Hashem, on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Mem Vav Amud Aleph, is going to teach us a halacha which does not fit with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara very often understands that when you have two Mishnayos in a row, the second Mishnah can sometimes be viewed as the Seifa of the first Mishnah. So if you're going to tell me that the first Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Yehuda, the second Mishnah, which is a continuation of the first, should also be authored Rabbi Yehuda and has to be consistent with Rabbi Yehuda. But it's not. It's not consistent. Why is it not consistent? The Hak V'mi Matzis Mukmas Lak Rabbi Yehuda. Can you really say that the author of our first Mishnah of the Parak is Rabbi Yehuda? The Hakatani Seifa. We learned in the Seifa, which really means the second Mishnah, which is on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, which is the continuation of the first Mishnah, according to the Gemara. And the Mishnah says over there the following halacha. Ha'omer le'isha hiskachi li b'tmarazu. Hiskachi li b'zu. A man goes over to a woman and says, be mekudeshes to me with this date, with this piece, with this fruit, this date. And then he says again, a second statement, hiskachi li bizu, be mekudeshes li with this other date, with a second date. He says the word kedushin twice, hiskachi li with this tamar, hiskachi li with the second tamar. Now, says the Mishnah over there, that you have to don up each one of these tamarim on their own. And if either one has a shaver pruta, then she will be mikudeshes. We know that when it comes to kesef kedushin to a woman, you have to give a shaver pruta. So this guy, he said his kachili two times on this tamar and the second tamar. If either one of them had a shaver pruta, then she'll be mikudeshes. But if they don't, if they don't have a shaver pruta, then she's not mikudeshes, even though in combination both dates may be a shavar pruta. That doesn't matter, since he actually said the word hiskachi li separate, two separate times, hiskat shili, that demonstrates that he's doing two separate maisik kedushins, two separate nisinas, two separate givings of a kesef kedushin. And therefore, each one on its own, if in order for it to be an effective kedushin, has to have a shavar pruta. If neither of them have a shavar pruta, then she's not mikudeshes. If only one of them has a shavar pruta, she will be mikudeshes. Each one is defined separately, and you can't combine the two. You can't say that since this one's a half a shavar pruta and the other one's a half a shavar pruta, let's combine them. No, but because he said the term hiskat shili two separate times, we assess each statement independently, and we see, does this tamar have a shavar pruta or not? And then the second time, does this tamar have a shavar pruta or not? And the Gemara over there asks, Ve'amrinan, every time there's a vav, that means it's a continuation of the kasha. Ve'amrinan, man tana hiskachi. Who is the tana who says that if you say the words hiskachi two separate times, that we don up each kedushin separately in order for it to be a good kedushin? Who is it? Ve'amar Rabba, and Rabba said over there in that Gemara, you know who that the author of that Mishnah is? Rav Shimon. It's Rav Shimon. Who is Rav Shimon? De'amar Ad sheyomer shvua lechol echad ve'echad. There is another halacha. This is a third halacha, and we're going to put it all together in a second. There's a third halacha that if a person is being a shomer pikadon, he's watching a pikadon for another individual. So, and lo and behold, the person who deposited this pikadon, this item for this shomer to watch, comes along to retrieve his item, and the shomer says, I don't have it anymore. I don't know where it is. I don't have it. You never gave it to me. I don't have it. Or he claims it was a gneva or a gzela and he wasn't chai for it. He somehow is kofar bepikadon. He says, I don't have the pikadon anymore. You never gave it to me. Or he says something happened to it and it wasn't within his achrayas of shmira. But somehow he's kofar bepikadon. And then later on, And he has to take a shvua. He takes a shvua, she'ein li biyadi. I don't have the item that you gave me. Shvua she'ein lecha biyadi. I don't have the pikadon that you gave me. Now the halacha is, he took a shvua with Hashem's name. If he subsequently is moda that he lied, this shomer, he now is chayev to bring a karbon. Asham gzelos, it's called. He has to bring a karbon for taking a shvua and lying about the fact that he doesn't have the pikadon because he really did the entire time. Now, let's say this very same shomer was watching five different items for five different people. And now all five of them come to retrieve their items, and he makes a shvua, he says a shvua to each of them that he doesn't have their item. And later on, he admits that he lied. So everyone is in agreement that if he says, Shvua, I don't have yours, Reuven. Shvua, I don't have yours, Shimon. Shvua, I don't have your item, Levi. And so on and so forth for all five. Then of course he's going to be chayev five separate karbanos because he took a shvua on each and every single one of those pikdonos to each and every single one of those people. But the question becomes, what if he just says the word shvua once, and he just references Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda? So that's going to be a machlokas tanayim. Now, Reb Shimon happens to be of the opinion, which is the one we want, Reb Shimon holds that in order to be chayiv five separate karbanos for lying and taking a shvua, you have to say the word shvua five separate times. Shvua, I didn't have your, I don't have your item, Reuven. Shvua, I don't have your item, Shimon. Shvua, I don't have your item, Levi, and so on. However, if you just said, says Rav Shimon, if you just said, Shvua, I don't have your item, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. He just said it once, Shvua, and he just listed all the names. So Rav Shimon says, nothing doing, you're only chayv one time a karbon, because you only made one Shvua. So says the Gemara, Rav Shimon he, De'amar ad sheyomer Shvua lechol echad ve'echad, in order to be chayv five separate karbanos, you have to say shvua to each and every individual. Shvua Reuven, shvua Shimon, shvua Levi. The shomer has to say a shvua to each one of those people. He has to reference the term shvua on each one of them. Ah, so the Gemara says that's the author of the Mishnah on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. This that we say, Hiskat Shili, a man says to a woman, you should be Mikudeshes to me with this Tamar. And then again he says, Mikudeshes Li, with this Tamar. And the Gemara said over there that we don up each one individually, that must be aligned with Rav Shimon Shita, because we know Rav Shimon in general says that whenever you say the term separately, Hiskachi, or Shvua, we don up each statement separately. So the author of the Mishnah on Mem Zayin is Rav Shimon. So the Gemara says, you can't tell me, Reish Lakish, that our original Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, where we had a diuk that the father was able to accept the Kesef Kedushin but not the Naira, is Rabbi Yehuda. Because if the first Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, how can the second Mishnah be Rabbi Shimon? That's not consistent. It's only one author. So option one is rejected. The Gemara now tries to tweak the answer and give option two. B'chi tema kula Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe you'll tell me that really Mishnah of the beginning of the Perek is Rabbi Yehuda, which gets us out of the Kasha, and that's why only the father is able to accept the Kesef Kedushin. And although the second Mishnah has the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, but maybe Uvifrati, regarding the halachas Uprat, which is the halachas of saying a Shvua to each individual, and how many times you have to say the term Shvua, in that Sugya, Savar Laka Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda will agree and subscribe to the opinion of Rav Shimon. So maybe you'll tell me, let's maintain the answer and say that really Rabbi Yehuda is the author of our Mishnah, and that's why only the father is able to accept the Kesef Kedushin. And in terms of the next Mishnah of Hiskat Shili, although that's generally subscribed, aligned with Rabbi Shimon Shita, we'll simply say that Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to Rabbi Shimon Shita, and Rabbi Yehuda is the author of our Mishnah, both the Reisha and the Seifa, and everything is Kafta Referach. So the Gemara gives option two and just tweaks option one and gives an answer to make Rabbi Yehuda shtim with both the Reisha and the Seifa. The Gemara says, no rejection, dichui. You can't say Rabbi Yehuda is the author of our Mishnah and the second Mishnah, and he just subscribes to Rabbi Shimon. You can't do that, because we know that Rabbi Yehuda does not agree to Rabbi Shimon in terms of the Shvua case. Rabbi Yehuda does not require that the Shomer say Shvua five times in order to be chayv five separate karbonos. He doesn't hold that way. And therefore, if he doesn't hold that way, he can't be the author of the Mishnah that says Hiskat Shili, because he would never have required two separate times to say Hiskat Shili. Even if you just said Hiskat Shili once, and you included two Tamarim, we would have counted them together. We would have said each one is separate. How do we know that Rabbi Yehuda does not agree to Rabbi Shimon's Shita? Because he says, we have the following Braisa where we're going to quote four Shitas. Shitas 2 and 4 are going to be Rabbi Yehuda contrasting with Rav Shimon in Shita number 4. And we're going to see that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold Rav Shimon by Shvua. V'hatanya, zeha klal. Klal eino chayev ela achas prat chayev kol achas v'achas divir Rameir. Rameir's Shita is a little bit vague. The Gemara in Shavuos explains it a little bit further. We don't have to focus in on it right now. The Gemara is not giving us the exact explanation of Rav Meir, but Rav Meir basically says that whenever you include all five people that you're denying their pikadon for, and you say the Shvua legabe all five, then you're only going to be chayv one karbon, whereas if you separated your statements, you're going to be chayv on each one and one. We're not going to focus on Shidush Rav Meir because the Gemara is not focusing on that, and neither does Rashi. You have to look up the Gemara in Shavuos to understand the full Shita of Rav Meir. But let's focus on Shita number two, which is what we want. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right? Rabbi Yehuda is who we want. Shvua lo lecha, chayv al kol achas v'achas. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you say the word Shvua just one time, but you say it in the beginning of the sentence, and then you go on to say, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, not to Reuven, not to Shimon, not to Levi, you will indeed be chayv on each and every single one of those people a separate karbon, five separate karbonos, even though you did not say Shvua five times. That's already different than Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon would say not that way. Reb Shimon would tell us that in that case, you only will be chayv one karbon because you did not say the word Shvua five separate times. The Gemara goes on just to finish off the Braisa. Reb Eliezer Omer, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, velo lecha Shvua, chayv akol achas v'achas. Reb Eliezer has a different Shita, a third Shita, that in order to be chayv five separate times, the word Shvuah doesn't have to be repeated five times, but it has to be at the end of all of the names. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehudah, I'm making a Shvuah that I don't have your pikdonos. Then you're chayav on each and every single one. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda said the word Shvuah has to be in the beginning, Rabbi Elazar says the Shvuah has to be at the end. But again, we're not focusing on the third cheetah. Reb Shimon Omer is what we want. Le'olam eino chayv ad sheyomer shvuah lechol echad ve'echad. This is the one that we are familiar with. Reb Shimon says you have to say the word shvuah five separate times to each person. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, shvuah I don't owe you, shvuah I don't owe you, shvuah I don't owe you. So it comes out, this is what we want. Rabbi Yehuda, in contrast to Rabbi Shimon, do not agree to one another when it comes to how many times you have to say the word Shvuah to be chayv multiple karbonos. Rabbi Yehuda says you only have to say it once. Just make sure you say it in the beginning. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says you have to say Shvuah each and every single time in order to be chayv five separate times. So says the Gemara, you can't tell me, option two, that Reish Lakish will tell you that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of our Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek, and that's why only a father can mekabel kesef kiddushin, not the Naira. And the second Mishnah, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the Seifa, is also Rabbi Yehuda, just he holds like Rabbi Shimon regarding Hiskachili, based on his halacha of Shvuah and Shvuah, because it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda does not subscribe to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda does not require a person to say Shvuah five separate times, even if he just said it once. At the beginning of a statement, he'll be chayv five separate times. So the Mishnah Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, which insists on the guy saying hiskachili, to be viewed as separate statements, should not be true lefi Rabbi Yehuda. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, technically, as long as he said hiskachi in the beginning of the sentence, and he said b'tamar zu, we would taka view it as separate statements, even though he only said it once. So the Seifa of the Mishnah, which is Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, does not subscribe to Rabbi Yehuda, and so we can't say option two either. The Gemara just says, okay, we'll say option three as a variation. Option three, and that will solve Reish Lakish's Kasha. The Gemara says, Ella Kula Reb Shimoni. Really, we will say that the author of our Mishnah of the beginning of the second parak of Aish Mekadesh is going to be Reb Shimon Shita. He holds like Reb Shimon, and he's going to be the Seifa. Now everything is Kafner Ferech, and we're just going to say that Reb Shimon is the author. Reb Shimon Legabe Hiskachili is subscribing to his opinion of Shvuah, that you have to say it five separate times. We don up each statement separately only if you specifically repeat the term Hiskachili, or Shvuah. And the first Mishnah, which emphasized that only the father was able to mekabel the kesef kedushin, is going to be Reb Shimon, but Reb Shimon subscribes to Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, the ein shtei adayim zochos ke'echad, by kedushin, by gerushin, that only the father is able to accept the get, or the kedushin, even though he has a naira also. Only the father is able to accept the kesef kedushin, and Reb Shimon subscribes to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's how uveshlichas savlik Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, and that's how Reish Lakish gets out of the kasha. So again, just to recap, the Gemara had a kasha on Reish Lakish. How can you say the Tanakama holds that both by gerushin and by kedushin, both the father and the naira are able to accept the get and the kesef kedushin? How can you say that? We have a beferish, a mishnah in the beginning of our parak that says only the father is able to accept kesef kedushin, even though he has a naira. Only the father, not the naira, is able to. And Reish Lakish is answering that this is really the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, generically, who holds that we never say shtei yadayim zochos ke'echad, only one person, only the father is able to accept the get, only a father is able to accept the kesef kedushin when it comes to his naira. And the Gemara just gave three separate options for how to finish off this answer. The first two are rejected. The first one was to say that it's all Rabbi Yehuda. That can't be, because the Seifa on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph mentions you have to say hiskachili two times, and that can't be Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Then the Gemara tries to tweak it in option two and say that really Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Mishnah the first, but he's holding like Reb Shimon in for the second Mishnah, which is Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and he holds shvuah, you have to say it separately, hiskachi, shvuah separately. The Gemara rejects that because Rabbi Yehuda does not subscribe to Rabbi Shimon in general, but comes to Shavuah, as we see from that Braisa. And rather, the Gemara ends off with the final answer, which is that the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon is the one who subscribes to Rabbi Yehuda Shita in regards to Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochos Ke'echad, and only the father is able to accept both Kiddushin and Gerushin, not the Naira. And the Seifa is going to be like Rav Shimon himself, who says that you have to repeat yourself in order to assess each statement separately, both by Shvua, five separate Shvuas, and also by Kiddushin, two separate times, saying Hiskachili B'Tamarzu, Hiskachili B'Tamarzu. The Gemara just ends off with a small little Maisa, just a Paskin the Halacha, and then this will end. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Asi lo al lebe midrash. Rabbi Asi did not go to the base medrash one day. Ashkechil Rabbi Zera, he encountered Rabbi Zera. Amar lei, and he told Rabbi Zera, my Amar ha'idna be midrash. Rabbi Asi wanted to know, what did I miss in the base medrash today? What did they say today in the base medrash? My Amar, what did they say ha'idna today be midrash in the base medrash? Amar lei, Rabbi Zera said back to him, af ana lo ayil. Rabbi Zera said, I also missed today. I didn't go into the base medrash. Lo ayil, I didn't enter. Rav Avin hu da'ayil. But Rav Zera said, Rav Avin did go into the base medrash. And Rav Avin told me, V'amar chavrusa kulak Rabbi Yochanan. The entire chabura in the base medrash said that we paskin like the Shita or Rabbi Yochanan understanding of the Tanakhama, that Rabbi Yochanan held in Tanakhama that the Rabbanan hold that a father and a daughter is able to accept a get. But when it comes to Kiddushin, only the father is able to accept, which we explained last time, based on two approaches. And Reish Lakish was in the room. Vitzavach Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish screamed, Kikruchya, like a crane. He screamed like a crane against this psak, because Reish Lakish, like we just said, does not hold that way. He holds that the Tanakhama always allows both a father and a daughter to accept both get and Kiddushin, both the father and the Naira. And he screamed, says Reish Lakish, the Yatz of Ahaisa. He says, what do you mean? Kiddushin and Gerushin should go hand in hand. This is the famous Hekesh, the Yatz of Ahaisa. We make a Hekesh between Kiddushin and Gerushin. Just like by Gerushin, we allow both the father and the daughter, the Naira, to accept the get. So too by Kiddushin, we should allow both the father and the daughter. V'leika da'ashkech bayah. No one in the base medrash paid attention to Reish Lakish. And so this is what Rav Zera said back to Rav Asi, who didn't go into the base medrash. So Rav Asi said, Amar Lei, he said to him, Rabbi Avin Bar Samcha, you're telling me, Rabbi Zera, the Rabbi Avin was the one who reported this to you. Is Rabbi Avin a Bar Samcha? Is he able to be relied upon? Amar Lei, in. Of course he can be relied upon in this case. He did not forget what he heard. Why? Because Kemin Yama Latigna. It's as if he took a fish. Yama means water from an ocean. He took a fish out of the ocean, litigna, to fry it, which means that it was done immediately. They usually took out the fish out of the water to fry immediately in the oil, Rashi says. So too, Rav Avin, immediately after he left the base medrash, he told me what happened. So I know for a fact that he didn't forget, and you can rely on the fact that they paskined like Rabbi Yochanan in the base medrash. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ana lo Rabbi Avin Bar Rabbi Chiya. This Rabbi Avin is not Rabbi Avin Bar Rabbi Chiya. Velo Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana. His name is not Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana. Ela Rabbi Avin Stam. This is Rabbi Avin Stam. He didn't have another name. It's just his name is just Rabbi Avin, not the first two. Lemainav Kamino. Why do you have to tell me that it's Rabbi Avin Stam? Why do you have to mention this point? So says the Gemara, Lemir me didei didei. Nafkamina, Lemir me didei lididei. That just in case you want to ask a kasha, mirma means like Urim Minhu, you want to ask a stira between Rabbi Avin, didei adidei on himself, you have to make sure you know which Rabbi Avin we're talking about, because there are three different types of Rabbi Avin. There's Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, there's Rabbi Avin Bar Rabbi Chiya, there's Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana, and there's Rabbi Avin Stam. This one that mentioned this report was Rabbi Avin Stam. So make sure if you ask any kashas, you know exactly who you're asking against. Kol Tuv, Hatzlocha Rabba. Feel free to ask or text. We are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, except for Shabbos, to answer your kashas and clarify anything you would like to do. Ashikoyach.